Exploring the world in 360 degrees, my journey as a deaf travel content creator and blogger. By Lily Yu. I'm Lily Yu, a deaf travel content creator and blogger based in Riverside, California, USA. As a first-generation Asian American, I proudly embrace my cultural heritage. My parents, deaf immigrants from Asia, my mother hailing from Hong Kong and my father from Beijing, China, instilled in me a strong sense of identity. I'm also fortunate to have an older brother who, like me, is deaf. Through my engaging blog and social media content, I empower the deaf community to travel confidently. My mission is to break down barriers and make travel truly accessible for everyone. How did you become interested in travel blogging? What motivated you to start documenting your journeys? Driven by a thirst for exploration, I embarked on a journey to travel the world. In June 2011, I took my first step on Instagram, initially sharing my passion for unique destinations and hidden gems with a private audience of friends and family. Their awe-inspired reactions, "Where is that?" and "Wow, I've never seen that before," ignited a spark within me, revealing a treasure trove of discoveries too valuable to keep hidden. With a newfound purpose, I opened my account to the public, inspiring a global community to explore and discover. 7 years later, in 2018, I proudly founded my brand, Deaf Journey, thanks to the creative vision of my supportive husband, Daniel Heidemeyer. This marked the beginning of a new chapter, one where I not only shared my travel experiences but also endeavored to inspire others to embrace their own journeys, regardless of limitations. I realized there was a lack of accessible travel information for deaf people among my peers. Since 2018, the pandemic has only amplified the urgency of this issue, illuminating the critical need for heightened accessibility and inclusivity for deaf people. I am now driven to bridge this gap, ensuring that deaf individuals have equal access to information and opportunities, and inspiring a more inclusive and compassionate world. My passion for travel and storytelling drives me to share my knowledge and experiences with others, inspiring connections and fostering a sense of community. I've had the privilege of collaborating with individuals from diverse backgrounds and cultures, seeking their insights and expertise, and this global exchange has been a profound source of motivation. By sharing my adventures and experiences, I aim to encourage others to explore, learn, and grow, both locally and internationally, and to create a network of like-minded individuals who share my enthusiasm for travel and cultural exchange. As a travel content creator, I've discovered my true purpose, sharing my experiences and insights with others through my global adventures. Through my journeys, I've gained a profound understanding of the deaf community, witnessing both the triumphs and challenges of sign language services, with and without barriers, in local and international settings. This first-hand experience has not only deepened my empathy but also fueled my passion to advocate for greater accessibility and inclusivity, empowering deaf individuals to fully embrace their travels and connect with the world around them. Before embarking on a journey, I conduct comprehensive research to curate tailored experiences that cater specifically to the needs of deaf and hard-of-hearing communities. My research ensures that their travels are enriching, enjoyable, and accessible, providing positive experiences that foster confidence and independence. For instance, I showcase ASL tours and attractions that offer inclusive accommodations, transcripts, and visual aids, enhancing their entertainment experience. Moreover, I constructively provide feedback to places lacking inclusivity, advocating for essential services like interpreter-guided tours, captioned videos, and readily available visual transcripts. By actively promoting and championing accessibility features, I aim to inspire the deaf community to travel with confidence and courage, embracing the world's wonders without hesitation, shattering any barriers that may stand in their way. I've had the immense privilege of collaborating with tourism boards that recognize the value of inclusivity, seeking out travel bloggers like myself, who are deaf, as well as hearing bloggers who share my passion for exploration. This partnership not only motivates me but also fuels my enthusiasm for writing blog articles that resonate with diverse audiences. As a vlogger, I'm dedicated to making my travels more accessible and understandable for deaf individuals that may not have strong English proficiency. I achieve this by utilizing visual language, seamlessly blending American Sign Language ASL and International Sign Language ISL to bring my experiences to life and inspire others to explore the world. Building my own website empowered me to express myself authentically and share my travel adventures directly with my audience. This direct connection as a travel content creator and blogger has been profoundly rewarding. It has inspired not just me, but also my followers to shatter barriers and embrace the world with confidence, fostering a sense of community and inclusivity that transcends boundaries. Through your blog, how do you work to raise awareness about the needs of deaf travelers? As a deaf traveler, I share my personal stories of navigating the world, highlighting the challenges I've overcome and the accommodations that have made a significant difference. My aim is to empower deaf travelers with valuable tips, guides, and resources on accessible travel, including expert advice on sign language interpretation, captioning, and deaf-friendly destinations. Richard Gray, Senior Vice President of Inclusive and Accessibility at Visit Lauderdale, introduced me to the Sunflower Program https://hdsunflower.com, an initiative I was previously unaware of. This innovative program promotes inclusion by providing sunflower lanyards to discreetly identify individuals with hidden disabilities such as visual impairment, sensory sensitivity, or mobility challenges. These lanyards display personalized messages like "I require large print," "I am sensitive to light," or "I may need a place to sit down and rest." The Sunflower Program offers a valuable service, ensuring individuals with hidden disabilities receive tailored support and understanding during their airport experience. My encounter with this program highlighted the importance of raising awareness about similar initiatives, which also benefit deaf and hard of hearing individuals, facilitating a seamless and supportive transition at airports. I strongly advocate for raising awareness within the tourism industry, travel companies, and destinations to take concrete action and enhance accessibility and inclusivity for deaf travelers. I believe that equal access to exploration and adventure is a fundamental right that everyone deserves, and it's essential that we work together to ensure that all travelers, regardless of their abilities, have the opportunity to experience the world in all its beauty and diversity. This is vital, as a growing number of deaf travelers are venturing out into the world, and it's essential to go beyond my personal experiences, fostering a more inclusive travel community for all. From your experiences, which destinations have you found to be particularly accommodating for deaf travelers prior to traveling? It's vital to research your destinations and confirm whether they provide sign language interpreters for guided tours. This crucial service enables deaf travelers to fully immerse themselves in and appreciate the attractions, ensuring a richer and more inclusive experience. Regrettably, the Americans with Disabilities Act ADA's provisions are inadequate, failing to robustly advocate for accessibility and inclusion. To ensure equal access to information, all attractions must mandatorily incorporate captioning in their videos. These essential measures not only significantly enhance the visitor experience but also actively promote inclusivity and foster understanding among all guests. Although ADA regulations provide robust accessibility rights in the United States, many international destinations lack comparable standards. Therefore, it's crucial to advocate for and implement these accessibility measures globally, ensuring a truly inclusive experience for deaf travelers worldwide. My travels have revealed some truly exceptional destinations that prioritize accessibility for deaf travelers. These places go the extra mile to ensure deaf and hard of hearing individuals have access to the same enriching experiences as everyone else. They have implemented innovative solutions and services that cater specifically to the needs of deaf travelers, making their visits smooth, inclusive, and memorable. 1. The Walt Disney Family Museum in San Francisco, California. This museum offers an app that provides sign language interpretation for all the exhibits. This app ensures a truly enriching and engaging experience for deaf visitors, allowing them to delve into the world of Disney magic at their own pace. 2. Guinness Storehouse in Dublin, Ireland. Taking an innovative approach to accessibility, visitors can explore explanations in international sign language through iPads equipped with interactive features. These iPads delve into the brewing process, Guinness's history, and even offer fun facts, ensuring a truly immersive and engaging experience for deaf and international visitors alike. This empowers those who prefer visual communication, transforming their visit into a fun and informative adventure. 3. The Grove Hotel in Boise, Idaho. This modern hotel prioritizes accessibility for deaf guests. ADA compliant by providing rooms feature flash doorbells with visual notifications, ensuring guests never miss a knock. These thoughtful features guarantee a pleasant and worry-free stay. 4. Cruise Lines. Cruise lines excel in accessibility for deaf travelers. They're legally required to provide ASL interpreters upon request, ensuring clear communication for all the exciting excursions, captivating shows, and wonders your dream cruise has to offer. For a seamless and accessible travel experience, simply request an ASL interpreter at least a few months in advance. This allows ample time for the cruise line to make the arrangements. Embrace the freedom to explore, relax, and create lasting memories on your accessible adventure. Virgin Voyages prioritizes accessibility with exceptional ADA compliance. Full-time interpreters are available around the clock for excursions, restaurants, and events. They even provided ADA devices in my suite. To ensure a seamless experience, simply inform the cruise line in advance of your needs. MSC Cruises exceeded expectations on my cruise in Qatar. As a deaf traveler, I was pleasantly surprised to discover they proactively arranged for ADA accessibility, even without a specific request. This thoughtful approach made my experience phenomenal. Prioritizing accessibility unlocks the world for deaf travelers. By actively seeking out and promoting accessible features, we empower them to explore with confidence, breaking down barriers and fostering a truly inclusive travel industry. What resources do you rely on most when planning your travels to ensure they are accessible? When planning my travels, I prioritize accessibility by utilizing sign language interpretation for guided tours and shows, as well as captioning, to ensure a fully immersive and enjoyable experience. As an iPhone user, I leverage the platform's accessibility features and apps specifically designed for deaf travelers. Remember, both iOS and Android offer unique accessibility options, so choose what works best for you. When sign language interpretation isn't available, I'm a resourceful traveler. I use transcripts, or my phone's speech-to-text features, to bridge communication gaps with guides and staff. If services fall short, I opt for independent exploration to ensure a fulfilling experience. I know my accessibility needs an advocate for them to make the most of every adventure. By taking these steps, I confidently conquer new destinations, accessibility needs met. Traveling with accessibility in mind unlocks not just enriched experiences, but a profound sense of independence and freedom. How do you navigate language barriers, especially in countries where sign language and written communication might differ significantly? My iPhone's Google Translate app bridges language barriers, translating foreign languages into English. While it's generally accessible, accuracy can vary. To bridge the gap, I research the local language and communication norms before every trip. My communication toolkit is well stocked. I carry a pen and notebook for clear communication, and leverage visual aids like pictures. Proficient in International Sign Language ISL, I connect with deaf travelers worldwide. When needed, gestures and body language bridge the gap with others. I have creative backup plans for clear communication, such as carrying a pen and notebook or using visual aids like pictures. Additionally, I am proficient in International Sign Language, enabling me to connect with deaf people worldwide. When necessary, I use gestures and body language to bridge gaps with those who do not know sign language. One of my most memorable experiences was traveling through northern and central Italy. There, the expressive gestural communication of hearing Italians aligns beautifully with deaf culture. Italians naturally use a lot of nonverbal cues and emotional body language, making interactions smooth and enjoyable. This shared reliance on nonverbal communication made my interactions in cities like Rome, Florence, and Venice particularly enriching. It felt like a utopia of connection, effortlessly bridging the gap between deaf and hearing people. While hearing travelers may struggle without understanding the spoken language, deaf travelers often flourish by relying on visual communication. Overcoming communication barriers requires an open mind and flexibility, transforming challenges into smooth and fulfilling experiences. This approach not only reduces barriers but also minimizes the feeling of being excluded autism, making travel truly rewarding. Have you had any unique experiences during your travels that you can share? I have many unique experiences to share from my travels, and I'd like to highlight too. Throughout my travels, I've met deaf people from diverse international backgrounds. These encounters fostered rich exchanges of information and shared tours, allowing me to learn about their cultures and ways of life. Traveling with their cultural insights has deepened my pride in being deaf and revealed the numerous benefits of deafness without limitations. This experience has made me proud to be deaf, showcasing the strengths of deaf culture and community. I have fallen in love with the elegance of sign language, and each interaction enriches my learning and personal growth. Meeting deaf individuals from diverse countries and experiencing their warm hospitality is like being part of a vibrant melting pot. Through International Sign, we shared knowledge, formed instant connections, and fostered meaningful friendships. One unforgettable experience was in Spain, where a friend warmly welcomed us into her family's home and prepared a delightful late-night meal. This cherished memory of their exceptional hospitality profoundly enriched my life, and I am forever grateful for the deaf community's openness, kindness, and inclusivity. In Germany, I've discovered remarkable innovations in accessibility. Their TV media frequently features sign language interpreters in picture-in-picture PIP mode for weather and news broadcasts, making content more accessible for deaf viewers. I wish America would adopt similar approaches, as ASL is recognized as a major language, yet accessibility still lags behind. For instance, ASL interpretation during high-profile events like the Super Bowl is limited, highlighting the need for more equitable representation and accessibility would greatly benefit deaf viewers in the U.S., fostering a more inclusive media landscape. How has travel influenced your understanding of deaf culture globally? Travel has profoundly impacted my understanding of deaf culture globally, broadening my perspective and fostering a deeper appreciation for my deaf identity. Through my journeys, I've discovered the beauty and richness of deaf culture and the power of ISL, which has enabled me to form meaningful connections with deaf people worldwide. Each new experience reminds me that travel and deaf culture are inextricably linked, enriching my life in ways I never thought possible. As I continue to explore the world, I'm grateful for the opportunity to deepen my understanding of deaf culture and foster global connections that transcend language barriers. Deaf culture profoundly enriches my travel experiences, enabling me to form instant connections with deaf individuals worldwide through ISL. This shared language fosters deeper connections and a richer understanding of local cultures, as it transcends verbal communication barriers. The emphasis on visual communication and expressive gestures aligns seamlessly with the nonverbal cues used globally, making navigation and interaction smoother and more intuitive. The United States has the ADA to ensure accessibility, but other countries can be just as innovative without similar legislation. A notable example is attending the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, near Keflavik International Airport, where we found accessible accommodations with private bathrooms designed for individuals with disabilities. This positive experience showcases the diverse and effective approaches to accessibility worldwide, highlighting the importance of inclusivity and adaptation across cultures. My travels have revealed a profound connection between deaf culture and the act of traveling itself. This connection has not only enriched my experiences but also empowered me to advocate for greater global inclusivity and understanding, fostering a more accessible world for all. Are there any memorable interactions or cultural experiences that stand out where your identity as a deaf person played a central role in 2019? I had the exhilarating opportunity to experience Festival Clin d'Oeil in Reims, France. Held biannually, this event is the largest deaf international festival, drawing over 10,000 attendees. Dedicated to promoting sign language, cultural diversity, and artistic expression, it fully immersed me in the vibrant world of deaf culture. As a deaf traveler, I connected with locals and fellow travelers through ISL, the universal language of gesture and expression. Our conversations, filled with stories, laughter, and expressive gestures, wove a rich tapestry of diverse backgrounds and experiences. What struck me most was the warm embrace and inclusivity of the deaf community, who welcomed me with open arms, making me feel like one of their own. This profound moment of belonging and pride in my deaf identity is one I will always treasure. It illuminated the beauty of our shared culture and the unwavering strength of our global community, making me grateful to be part of such a positive force of unity. What role does technology play in your travel experiences? Are there gadgets or apps you couldn't travel without? I rely heavily on my smartphone, as it empowers me to manage my accessibility and inclusion needs, enabling me to live independently without relying on others. As a dedicated iPhone user, one of my favorite apps is Big from the App Store. Android has a similar app, Cartzilla. Traveling without the Big app is unimaginable. This game-changing tool has transformed my communication with hearing individuals, enabling me to read and interact via text-to-speech and magnified text. Big has effectively broken down communication barriers, empowering me to navigate the world with confidence and independence. When venturing abroad, my must-have travel essentials include several apps from the App Store, such as Google Translate. This app facilitates seamless communication by translating foreign languages into English, effortlessly bridging language gaps and breaking down barriers to understanding. XE Currency, for financial management with confidence. XE Currency empowers me accurately to track my expenses, eliminating any confusion or uncertainty about my spending. Google Maps, a must-have navigation tool, enabling me to effortlessly find my way through even the most unfamiliar and bustling streets, no matter where my travels take me. All Trails, as an avid hiker, I rely on All Trails as a vital resource for discovering and navigating the trails with ease, ensuring a seamless and unforgettable outdoor experience. These apps have revolutionized my travel experiences, empowering me to venture into new destinations with confidence and independence, thereby making my journeys more delightful, stress-free, and utterly enriching. Have you noticed any technological innovations during your travels that have particularly impressed you in terms of accessibility? Through my travels, I have had the opportunity to observe a wide range of technological innovations, notably in accessibility features, across various devices such as computers, laptops, and smartphones. Each traveler has distinct needs and priorities, which are especially important when it comes to accessibility features, highlighting the importance of inclusivity and adaptability in technology. One innovation that stands out is Live Captions, a game-changing feature that provides real-time transcriptions of spoken content, revolutionizing communication for deaf and hard-of-hearing travelers. While Live Captions have been a groundbreaking advancement, there is still significant room for growth and improvement. One of the primary challenges I face is the inconsistent availability of reliable Wi-Fi connectivity, which can severely hinder the effectiveness of Live Captions, particularly when I'm on an airplane or forced to use airplane mode due to the Wi-Fi requirements of my accessibility apps. Despite its vast potential, current technology often falls short with frustrating inconsistencies, rendering it unreliable and limiting its accessibility. As a dedicated iPhone user, I urge Apple to take the lead in significantly enhancing Live Captions. It's high time to refine this feature, ensuring seamless and accurate transcriptions for all users. By integrating better Wi-Fi connectivity and harnessing more robust technology, Live Captions can finally unlock their full potential and truly revolutionize accessibility for individuals worldwide. As a deaf travel content creator, I have a unique perspective on the immense potential that these innovations hold, and I am excited to see how they can bridge communication gaps and make travel more inclusive and accessible for all, regardless of their abilities. What has been your most memorable travel experience to date? Where was it and why is it memorable? Italy feels like a utopia to me, particularly because of my encounters with hearing Italians, masters of expressive communication. This unique aspect has ignited a deep passion for Italy, everything about it, from the land itself to its rich culture and the warmth of its people. Italy holds a special place in my heart where communication flowed effortlessly without words, gestures and a positive attitude made me feel incredibly supported and welcomed. The country's beauty is breathtaking, and its cuisine is to die for. I indulged in delicious pizza and pasta every day, savoring the flavors and aromas of this culinary paradise. Whenever I ponder positive travel experiences or dream of an ideal vacation, Italy always comes to mind. It's a place where I felt truly connected and embraced, making it my go-to destination for future adventures. What destinations are at the top of your list to visit next, and why? Since embarking on my career as a travel content creator and blogger, I've come to realize that I've been absent from Asia for far too long. Now, it's time for me to go back and explore Asia once again. Korea and Japan are at the top of my list, and I am excited to dive into their rich cultures. I am fascinated by Korea's skincare rituals and look forward to experiencing a traditional Korean bathhouse firsthand. Japan's unique attractions, historical sites, and delicious cuisine intrigue me, and as a Pokemon and Hello Kitty enthusiast, I'm excited to immerse myself in everything Japan has to offer. This fall, I'll be spending 3 weeks in Asia, with 2 weeks in Japan and 1.5 weeks in Korea. I'm thrilled to explore these incredible destinations and will be documenting my adventures through blog posts and vlogs. Join me on this exciting journey by following me on social media and my website. I can't wait to share my experiences with you. Visit me at www.defyournimedia.com.